أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Back to Quran City, and we're going to look at Viewpoint Terrace. We've looked at Surah Al-Mu'minun, and today we're going to look at Surah Al-Zumar. Remember, these are the two surahs that, if you can imagine, that's the viewpoint in Quran City. That is why we want to visit Quran City, because we want to be true believers, totally dedicated to divinity. And Zumar, in essence, comes from the word Zumara, which means groups of people organized into categories. And here in particular, we're looking to be part of the groups of people that will be taken to Jannah. This surah is also known as Al-Ghuraf. Ghuraf means high living places in Jannah, basically penthouses. And that's why we've called this section Viewpoint Terrace. So you have this beautiful view of Quran City, of Jannah, and knowing how you get there by being totally devoted to divinity. So let's look at Surah Az-Zumar. It's got six sections. Section 1 is Ayah 1 to 6, focusing on sincerity and exclusivity of worship to Allah. If you look at Ayah 3, you can only remember this much. Ala lillahi dinul khalis. Total exclusivity of your religion to Allah. The next section is from Ayah 7 to 41. And there's a contrast of those who are totally devoted to divinity versus those who deny divinity in the world. So it's talking about the dunya. And it also mentions how Quran is the best of words of guidance. So let's look at the five characteristics of those who are totally devoted to divinity. The first thing Allah says, and it's a rhetoric question, in Ayah 9, where he says, هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Are those who know equal to those who do not know? Are they both alike? Basically, he's talking about them having the knowledge of the Akhirah, being absolutely certain of an afterlife where they will be accountable. Number 2. They are at ease with themselves. In Ayah 22, Allah says, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَى نُورٍ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِّنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ أُولَٰئِكَ فِي ذَلَالٍ مُّبِينٍ. He says, the one whose heart, whose chest Allah has expanded. Now the chest is the area where the heart resides, where the emotions all are. Allah says they are so much at ease, they are soft. And that is because they are open to the guidance from Allah. And he compares them to those who have hard hearts, who do not have any remembrance of Allah. So in essence, sharahu sadr is somebody who feels at home, who is comfortable with something. They are comfortable with their attachment to divinity. The third is, they are in awe of his words. And this is one of the most beautiful ayat of the Quran, which is Ayah 23. He says, Allahu nazzala ahsan al-hadithi kitabam mutashabiham mathani. Allah has revealed the best of books that conform to its various parts. It's comfortable one against the other. And then he says, taqsha'arru minhu juludul ladhina yakhshawna rabbahum. Those who are in awe of Allah, you will find their hairs stand on end when they hear it. ثُمَّ تُلِينَ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. And then their skins and their hearts just incline towards the remembrance of Allah. In other words, they have an overwhelming feeling when they hear divine words. Number 4, they only have one master. And in Ayah 29, Allah gives a parable. He compares a slave who has several masters to one who is only owned by one man. And finally, Allah is sufficient for them. In section 3, which is just one ayah, Ayah 42, Allah looks at death and sleep and how he takes the soul during these two processes, but returns it to those who wake up in the morning. Section 4, which is Ayat 43 to 52, looks at the characteristics of those who deem themselves self-sufficient. and therefore they do not believe in accountability. In Ayah 49, it says, when harm afflicts him, he calls upon us. When we then relieve him or give him a favor, he says, this is because of what I have done, my knowledge, and attributes it to himself. Section 5 is Ayat 53 to 55. And it's those who realize human frailty or fragility. Again, one of my favorite verses of the Quran is here, Ayah 53. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ. He calls those who are attached to him, who are his slaves, and he says, oh, you who have acted extravagantly against their souls, لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Never despair of the mercy of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives all sins. إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. He is forgiving and he is the merciful. I absolutely adore this ayah. And finally, section 6, ayat 56 to 75, is the comparison of those who denied divine guidance versus those who followed divine guidance in the akhirah. We find the regret of the deniers of divinity. And it is here that Zumar is mentioned. In Ayah 71, it is about the groups that are escorted into Jahannam. And there they are asked, were you not warned of this day? In comparison to Ayah 73, of the groups that will be escorted to Jannah with the greeting of peace. And like some surahs, some chapters begin with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, this surah ends with Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. So in a nutshell, there is a comparison to those who devote themselves to divinity and those who do not follow divine guidance in the world and in the akhirah. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those groups who are escorted into Jannah with the greeting of Salamun alaykum. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim.